Exodus 38:11-15. And on the north side, 100 cubits, their 20 pillars and their 20 sockets, were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods were of silver. And on the west side, there were hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods were of silver. And the width of the east side, eastward, was 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And so for the other side, on both sides of the gate of the court, were hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets.
The hangings of the court signify Christ as God's righteousness, to be the expression of God's building as its boundary. Christ as God's righteousness is both the expression and the boundary of God's building. Here we have three important words: righteousness, expression, and boundary. Christ is God's righteousness, Christ is God's expression, and Christ is the boundary of God's building. The fine linen signifies God's righteousness, and this righteousness of God is actually Christ Himself. Christ is God's righteousness, becoming righteousness to us. Christ is our righteousness, and this righteousness is the righteousness of God. This Christ, who is both God's and ours, is the expression of God's building. Whenever the tabernacle with the altar court was erected in the wilderness, the people could see white linen as the sphere of God's building. This expression was white, bright, clean, and in order. There was no mixture, and there was nothing dirty. The tabernacle with the outer court portrayed a sphere where everything was righteousness. The righteousness of God lived out through Christ, and now also lived out through His church. The church today must have a proper expression, the expression which is Christ Himself as our righteousness. The boundary of God's building is such a righteous expression. The expression of the church is the church's expression of Christ, to be the expression of God's building.